Scientists want to know where Asian carp eggs will survive. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Researchers with the U.S. Geological Survey are studying rivers in the Great Lakes region. They're trying to find out which rivers are the most suitable for Asian carp to reproduce. The fish are not established here yet, but scientists want to be ready in case they do get in. Elizabeth Murphy is a hydrologist with the USGS. She says they know more about controlling adult Asian carp, but they know less about eggs.
Asian carp eggs are kind of the missing link when we talk about developing control strategies for Asian carp. So we're hoping that we can use this information so that some sort of response to an Asian carp spawning could occur.
She says they recently looked at the St. Joseph River in Michigan, and they found Asian carp eggs would do the best when the river is moving more slowly and the water is warm. This is the Environment Report. It's tick season again. Rich Keith spends a lot of time with ticks. He's the director of the Kalamazoo Valley Bird Observatory, and he and his wife Brenda have been doing tick surveys every year since 1997 for university researchers in Michigan and elsewhere. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Rebecca.
The past couple of years, we've been hearing that tick populations in Michigan have been booming. Why is this happening?
Well, we can only speculate about that, but we have to think that the weather conditions probably are just much more favorable. Also, the numbers may have been increasing slowly for a long time and just reached a tipping point where their reproduction increased dramatically. But for whatever reason, abundance of the black-legged tick in particular has gone up dramatically in the last 4 years.
And where are you seeing that increase happening?
We're particularly seeing it here in Kalamazoo County. The number of places that we have found ticks have gone up, and the number of ticks we find in each of those places have gone up each of the last 4 years. I do think that's probably quite likely a statewide phenomenon, though. In 2003 through 2007, it was documented that a new expansion of the black-legged tick came up from northern Indiana all the way up to Sleeping Bear Dunes.
It's important to point out that the black-legged tick, which is also called the deer tick sometimes, can transmit Lyme disease. And it can be hard to spot these ticks when they're in their nymphal stage, and that's because they're really small in this stage.
Yes, the nymphal stage of the black-legged tick is quite small, literally the size of a dot in the newspaper before it's engorged. And that tick, an adult taking a shower would quite likely feel it as quickly or more quickly than seeing it if it were any place other than perhaps on the small of your back. And where the real danger exists, I think, from these nymphal stages is on our children and our pets, because they're less likely to notice them perhaps. And also the reason the nymph presents more danger or more likelihood of transmission is the fact that their life cycle puts them out and about seeking a host in June, July, August, the time of year when we're out in the woods, perhaps in our shorts and T-shirts, and trying to enjoy ourselves and not necessarily wanting to look for ticks.
You want to look for something that's about the size of a period at the end of a sentence in the newspaper?
Yes. Yeah. So visually, it's going to be not necessarily that easy to see, but you can feel it. I think, feeling the legs and the arms and things, they do like to get up under belt lines and armpits and places like that. You know, I think it's just something that you might want to make a regular practice when you've been out, and keep in mind that you don't have to necessarily go into the woods. Ticks can be virtually anywhere.
Well, thank you very much, Rich.
Great. We appreciate all you do, Rebecca.
Rich Keith directs the Kalamazoo Valley Bird Observatory. The CDC says black-legged ticks need to be attached to you for at least 24 hours before they can transmit Lyme disease, and they say that's why it's so important to take them off your body when you find them. You can find out more about this on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.